White House says strategic Bitcoin reserve announcement coming within weeks. A White House official said the long-pending strategic Bitcoin reserve announcement is coming within weeks, according to a post from Cointelegraph on May 7, 2026. The official, Patrick Witt, has been involved in implementation work tied to President Trump's March 2025 executive order that directed the federal government to establish the reserve. Bitcoin traded at $8,924 as of May 7, 2026, down 2.1% over the prior 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 50 neutral, suggesting the market has not yet priced in a near-term policy catalyst. The reserve has been pending for over a year. Trump's March 6, 2025 executive order created the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve and a separate digital asset stockpile. The order instructed Treasury to use Bitcoin already held by the federal government, primarily from criminal forfeitures, as the seed for the reserve. It also told agencies to study budget-neutral pathways to acquire additional Bitcoin without raising new taxes or selling other reserve assets. Witt's comments, relayed through a Cointelegraph post, indicate the implementation phase is closer to a public milestone than at any point since the order was signed. The phrase "within weeks" is the tightest timeline a White House official has put on the announcement publicly. Forfeited coins versus new acquisitions. The most consequential question is whether the announcement will simply ring-fence existing forfeited Bitcoin or commit the government to acquiring more. Estimates of the federal Bitcoin holdings have varied. Public on-chain analyses through 2025 suggested holdings between 100,000 and 200,000 BTC, with Arcum Intelligence and other trackers flagging large transfers tied to historical seizures from Silk Road and the Bitfinex hack recovery. Ring-fencing existing coins would still be a market signal because it removes a recurring overhang from U.S. Marshals Service auctions. New acquisitions, even at modest scale, would change the supply picture more directly. The executive order specifically called for budget-neutral mechanisms, which leaves analysts debating whether revaluing existing gold reserves, swapping forfeited assets, or another structure is the likely path. Market reaction has been muted so far. Bitcoin's session level moves through the morning of May 7th do not suggest traders are positioning aggressively into a near-term reserve announcement. The 2.1% 24-hour decline tracks broader risk-off pressure across major assets, with ETH at $2,329, 3.5%, and XRP at $141, 2.9%, on the same day. A pattern from 2025 may explain the calm. Each prior leak about the reserve produced a quick rally followed by a fade as details remained vague, until the announcement specifies acquisition mechanics, custody arrangements, and reporting cadence. Traders appear unwilling to price in an outcome. Custody and reporting are the open variables. If the reserve is established with a Treasury custody framework, the announcement will likely identify a specific custodian or set of custodians and a reporting standard. Treasury inspectors general would presumably get audit access, and Congress would expect periodic disclosure of holdings. For the broader tokenized Treasury's ecosystem and institutional custody providers, the reserve becomes a reference design. Banks like BNY Mellon, which already runs crypto custody from Abu Dhabi, would be obvious commercial beneficiaries if Treasury opts for a private bank custody model rather than a fully in-house Federal Reserve solution. The geopolitical context, other governments have been moving on their own crypto frameworks, while the U.S. Reserve Plan has stalled in implementation. South Korea is preparing for virtual asset taxation in January 2027, and Taiwan lawmakers have publicly proposed funding a Bitcoin reserve from foreign exchange holdings. A formal U.S. announcement would reset that international conversation, particularly if the structure includes any pathway to expand holdings beyond forfeitures. The El Salvador comparison is overused but instructive. That country's accumulation has been small in dollar terms, but significant as a precedent. A U.S. reserve, even at the existing 100,000 to 200,000 BTC range, would dwarf every other state-level holding by an order of magnitude. Timing watch. Within weeks leaves a wide window. Witt's comments do not specify whether the announcement is tied to a particular event, a Treasury report deadline, or independent of any external trigger. The relevant dates to track are any scheduled Treasury or White House crypto policy briefings, the next CFTC and SEC joint meetings, and the possibility that the announcement coincides with a broader administration economic event. For now, the signal is that implementation has reached a stage where a White House official is comfortable putting a public timeline on it. That alone is new information after more than a year of executive order language without a follow-on announcement.